Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats. President Hassan Rouhani made last year's nuclear agreement with a group of world powers a key objective of his administration, and some believe the election outcome could be interpreted as support of his policies. The United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today for more than 150,000 Syrians. As a cessation of hostilities in Syria stretches into a third day, there have been some claims of violence along the way. Staffan de Mistura, the UN envoy for Syria, speaks about the truce that brought about the ceasefire.
No doubt there will be no shortage of attempts to undermine this process. We are ready for it. We should not be impressed. We should not be overly concerned. We should address it and realize that this is part of any ceasefire and certainly of a cessation of hostilities.
The Syrian opposition umbrella group known as the High Negotiations Committee says 97 groups have promised to take part in the ceasefire. The truce does not apply to the terror groups, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. Two huge explosions Sunday rocked the center of the Somali town of Baidoa, 245 kilometers west of Mogadishu, killing at least 13. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility to similar attacks. The explosion came 2 days after two massive explosions killed 25. This is VOA News.